Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good afternoon to each and every one of you who are joining us today out there in Stand in the Gap territory. And along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl. We are delighted to have you with us no matter where you are, and we thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company. Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, without you, this would not be very much of a program. We'd just be basically talking to ourselves, but since you are there, we are very thankful for your presence. And we encourage you to continue to tune in daily. If you are a first-time listener to Stand in the Gap Today, we are on this radio station every day at this same time with the same purpose, and that, of course, is to deal with the issues of the day from the biblical and the constitutional perspective, to give those of you who listen a handle upon which to hold on to truth, that you might be able to apply biblical principles to every circumstance in life. And so that's what we do here at Stand in the Gap Today, which, of course, is a ministry of the American Pastors Network. So many things going on in the world around us, so many things going on in our nation. And, of course, I suppose that many of you folks have been watching what has been taking place regarding Planned Parenthood in a couple of videos that have recently been revealed. We find that they are probably a little bit worse than what most people in America thought that they were. And yet across the nation, as it relates to governmental entities, private businesses and individuals, why, you know, there is a lot of support for them. I remember many, many years ago, Dave and Sam, on WHP television down in Harrisburg, debating one of their early leaders, Kate Michelman was her name, on this whole concept of abortion. And in that particular debate, she basically came out and said that the reason why people want abortions, the reason why some ladies want abortions, I'll put it this way, is because of the fact that they just don't want to have that child. And I know that sometimes medical purposes are put up for the reason and financial purposes are put up for the reason. But, you know, according to the discussion that I had with Kate Michelman that day, she said, when it comes down to it, they just do not want to give birth to that child. And so I came back with that to her and said, then you're telling me that a lot of these ladies that want abortions are simply selfish, more interested in themselves than what they are in that life that may be in their womb. And she sort of turned an interesting color of red, I thought. And she says, yes, that's right. And, of course, that's 25 years ago, probably. And since that time, why, Planned Parenthood, I think, has just become more and more rotten, particularly as we see that society is becoming more and more not more depraved, but the evidence of the depravity is out there more and more. And Sam, the direction that Planned Parenthood is going today is something that we really need to be concerned about, particularly when we see what has taken place on this second video that's recently been released.
Well, Gary, you're exactly correct. And I think it's interesting that in the revelation of that video, which frankly, you know, Planned Parenthood, like you would expect, really came out and trying to attack this group. This video has been put together by a company called Biomax Procurement Services, where they posed as a potential buyer of human tissues. Planned Parenthood has said that these folks are illegitimate, that they were actually trying to set them up, and therefore everything that they produce should be discounted. Gary, that's, to me, in my opinion, a very, very fraudulent reason to oppose it. Frankly, you know, the law enforcement regularly, quote unquote, sets up people when they have plainclothesmen actually pose as potential buyers for drugs or for even catching some of these potential terrorists. They try to sell them things. And on one hand, you could look and say, well, they're entrapping them. They're tricking them. On the other hand, No one who wants to sell body parts from a baby has to be tricked. This is really undercover and identifying of what they're doing. So I think that their response is illegitimate, but certainly these videos have come to the attention of many, and even Congress is involved now in talking about defunding Planned Parenthood and doing a lot of things across the country. I think it's very legitimate, Gary, but, you know, as you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and I think there's a whole lot more people involved in Planned Parenthood than most people know.
Dave, I realize that you are in a place where you might not be getting a strong signal. I'm just praying that you're still getting a strong signal. But it could very well be that we've got people listening to us today who are not fully aware as to what these videos have presented to the American public, particularly the second video. And why don't you just share with our people what has come out as a result of this last revelation?
Well, Gary and Sam, it's absolutely the most disgusting thing just about I've ever seen. The callous nature of this one lady in the second video who is discussing the prices of body parts and about how to they attempt to extract a baby from the woman's womb without doing it in pieces, and how, you know, the various tissues are of more value if they can do that. And then at one point she actually says, you know, that I want myself to be able to purchase a Lamborghini automobile as a result of what she's doing and her involvement in these horrific acts that are being perpetrated by Planned Parenthood. I mean, gentlemen, honestly, the first video was disgusting enough to see this lady over her lunch drinking wine, eating salad, talking so casually and so callously. But then the second video is just over the top. I mean, this is what Planned Parenthood is. And anybody that knows anything about Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and who she was and how she operated, they will know that what we have been watching via these videos, this brief glimpse into what normally is a very dark side of a government-funded, taxpayer-funded organization, is but a continuation of what it was when it started. So gentlemen, this is awful. This is horrific. This is unconscionable. And it demands, absolute demands, not just a discussion in Congress, but a complete defunding of this entity by the American taxpayers. And Congress needs to act and act quickly. And those that have not seen the videos would owe themselves, do themselves a great service and owe it to themselves to watch these just so they understand who these people are.
Well, Sam, the interesting thing is it's not just government funding that supports Planned Parenthood. Dirty money comes from other places as well, correct?
Gary, it absolutely does. And I'm not going to go into great depth here, but I do want to let and share with people that there are companies that you can find by going to websites who regularly support Planned Parenthood. I am going to give just a partial list of names here. I'm going to name the top 10 in alphabetical order. Okay, just the top 10 in alphabetical order.
Well, we're about ready for the break, so why don't we keep that to the second segment? And ladies and gentlemen, you'll want to stay tuned simply because of the fact that in alphabetical order, Sam's going to share with you 10 companies that you might be involved with that supports Planned Parenthood. So you won't want to give away. Stay tuned to Stand in the Gap today. We will be back with more in about 4 minutes, right after these messages.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Without God, liberty will not last. A quote from Thomas Jefferson.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people. Didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Tune in from 7 to 8 a.m. every Friday morning to hear Gary Porter, Executive Director of the Constitutional Leadership Initiative, Phil Duffy, Constitutional Law Instructor at Widener University, Pastor David Whitney, Senior Instructor at the Institute on the Constitution, and their guests every Friday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. as they explore and help us understand the Constitution, not only as our foundational document, but also as it relates to our lives today, right here on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources, categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very, very much for staying there by the radio or the computer, however you may be listening. On Stand in the Gap Today, we've been talking about Planned Parenthood, and how a couple of videos that have been recently released reveal to us how wicked they really are. And, of course, among other things, it shows that Planned Parenthood is in the industry of abortion, in the industry of taking lives for lucrative reasons. And, of course, you know, we've known that down through the years. We've believed that down through the years. But these particular videos that have come out really indicate that. It shows that there's no respect for human life. And, you know, it's very easy for us to point the finger at the government, saying the government should not be funding Planned Parenthood. And, you know, they should not. And as the result of these last two videos that have come out, why, at least we know that Republicans and even some Democrats in Congress are working to ensure that Planned Parenthood will be stripped of its federal funding. But the thing that we need to understand is that it's not only the government that fills Planned Parenthood's coffers. According to the second video, a website and an app that tracks the flow of money from consumers to political causes, listen to this, more than 25% of Planned Parenthood's $1.3 billion, more than $1.3 billion of their annual revenue comes from private donations, which includes corporate contributions. And this is very, very serious. And before we went into the break, Sam, you were talking about the fact that you were going to reveal what some of those corporate supporters are. And I think some of our people will be appalled to hear what some of those corporations are that really give on a regular basis to Planned Parenthood. Sam?
Yeah. Yes, Gary. And I just want to say here that what I'm going to give you right now, folks, is information that has come off of tax filings in 990, what's called 990 tax filings, which companies or others would file indicating where they've put charitable contributions. And so there's a list of 41 companies. I'm not going to give all of them, but 41 companies that have given directly and whose name and who have identified on their tax forms Planned Parenthood as a place to which they have given funding. So that's where it came from. Now, I will also say that if you want to go here to this source and check for yourself, Google Second Vote. Not Second Video, but Second Vote. Go to Second Vote, and you will be able to bring up and through some of those things, you will find out. And this organization, Second Vote, has done the work. And actually, it was an article today in the Daily Signal. If anybody wants to Google that, Daily Signal and Second Vote, and you probably will find some of what I'm looking at. But I'm going to give you the first 10. These are in alphabetical order. There's 41. But let me go down through there. These are Adobe, American Cancer Society, American Express, AT&T, Avon, Bank of America, Bath and Body Works, Ben and Jerry's, Clorox, Coca-Cola. I've given you just 10 of those that you can find on tax forms. I'll give you just a couple of more to show the breadth of it. There are other nonprofits such as March of Dimes and the United Way that give regularly to Planned Parenthood. In the communications field, AT&T I mentioned, but there's also Verizon. But there are also big manufacturers like Ford, ExxonMobil, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson. There are other banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank, and then other retailers, Macy's, Ben and Jerry's, and so forth. It's a broad list. The reason I'm sharing this with you folks is to understand that this 25% of private donations that Gary referenced of this $1.3 billion in revenue comes from individuals that voluntarily give, and these companies that sell products that which many of us will find going to store have many of us may have no idea, but this is the kind of thing that an informed citizenry should know. And to the extent that you can, say, I don't think I want to buy from those if I can help it, that kind of thing. But Gary, there's a whole lot more, and we're going to go into more of this in depth on another program as we try to tie together some common funders between those who are funding, for instance, this industry, as well as, frankly, Gary, as those that are also funding the activist gay lobby, homosexual lobby that is also involved in the Supreme Court case that is of such a concern across the country, of which we just had Jeff Matera on yesterday to talk us about the lawsuits that are involved out of that. There are common funders, and I'll just part with this. In that first list of 10, 50% of those on that first list of 10 on funding Planned Parenthood are also publicly identified as funding the homosexual movement. Let me just leave that as a teaser for folks. Give you some things to think about.
And one of the things, or one of the corporations that many, many, many people love, Sam, is Starbucks. It's even on that list. And, of course, you know, the list goes on and on. Quickly, Dave, how should the American public, particularly those of us who are Christians, respond to something like this?
Well, Gary, obviously we should be incensed on a number of levels. Number one, that federal funding has gone to this for literally years, and it needs to stop. And then, as Sam said, and again, we're going to talk about this more in depth and perhaps suggest what can be done. Again, every believer has to stand or fall before his own master. He has to make his own decision. But the fact of the matter is this. If this kind of thing angers you, if this kind of thing incenses you, then you know the names of some of these entities that have been doing business with Planned Parenthood. We'll be sharing others in the days ahead. You can make a choice to stop your association with them via buying their products, et cetera, et cetera. And that is at least a starting point. The other thing, Gary, we need to do, and this is not an insignificant thing at all, we need to pray for a Holy Spirit conviction on those that can so callously and so cavalierly deal in this kind of an industry and it not bother them at all. When a country loses its conscience, as Romans 1 talks about, and we no longer have shame when it comes to things like this, we are in deep, deep trouble.
Well, indeed we are. And so, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned to Stand in the Gap today, because as this further develops, we will be bringing you more information. We will be evaluating it so that you might be able to respond to it from a biblical perspective, particularly. And as Brother Dave said, and I agree 100%, we need to pray for this situation and other related matters. We want to switch gears just a little bit, even before we go into the break, and that, of course, is the presidential candidate, those who are running for the President of the United States of America. I am just happy to announce to each and every one of you that now that there are 16 candidates who, on the Republican side, who said that they are going to run for the presidency, we've got one more to announce, and he's rather bashful about it, but it's Sam Rohr. He's going to be running for the presidency of the United States, and I'm not sure, when is your announcement, Sam?
Well, you know, I'm still praying about it, Gary. I'm still praying about it.
Well, there seems to be a lot more room, I'm telling you, you know.
Well, you know what? You know, I thought, as we talked about it, all of us have something that we could significantly contribute to this mix. But I think for some reason, it's likely that the three of us, including myself, are not going to be a part of that. But you know what? There's so much to consider when you look at that entire list, which brings the real issue down. What we're going to talk about here shortly is how in the world do you make an evaluation of these candidates? Mm-hmm. How do you bring to bear what really separates the best leader from the flock? And obviously, what we've been seeing with Trump, I know we want to talk about that a little bit there, but the media is fixated with some of his comments and so forth with John McCain and all that, and that helps to just deter, in my opinion, keep all the rest of the attention away from the rest of the candidates. They're struggling. They're in their own campaign teams, I'm telling you, are saying, what can we do to get the media attention? Everything we do is sucked up by John McCain or Lindsey Graham or, you know, who's trying to poke at Trump or Trump himself. I'm telling you, they are, among themselves, they're trying to figure out how in the world can they get into the media when guys like Trump, I don't know if he's trying that hard, but he's there.
You know, I think in reality, all that Donald Trump is doing is responding to what some of these other guys are saying. I mean, you know, John McCain said that those thousands of people that came and listened to Trump down in Arizona were crazies. And, of course, we know that Lindsey Graham, you know, really started to call Donald Trump names because of the hundreds, maybe thousands, in South Carolina, his own state, that went to listen to him. These guys are shooting themselves in their own feet, don't you think, Dave?
Well, you know, Gary, if we could use boxing terminology, the other guys are the punchers, and Donald Trump is the counterpuncher. He is just responding, as you well said, to what the other guys are saying. And they started this fight, and it looks like Trump's going to be the one that finishes it. So we've got a lot to talk about in the next segment.
Well, we do, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned, because we want to talk about not only John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump, but what is going on in the presidential candidates election campaign, because it affects us where we are as citizens of the United States of America and as Christians. So stay tuned. We will be back with more Stand in the Gap today, right after this break.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The FBI is looking into claims by his family that Muhammad Abdulaziz had mental health problems. He killed five service members in Chattanooga, Tennessee, before being killed by police.
The legacy of that day is one of valor, a day of American strength.
Marine Major General Paul Breyer says troops who just returned from a training exercise in California went room to room getting others to safety. Donald Trump tells Fox he's taking a trip to the border.
Donald Trump is planning a visit to Laredo, Texas tomorrow, he says, at the invitation of Border Patrol agents.
They want to honor me, actually, and thousands of them, because I'm speaking up. These are tremendous people.
Trump has become a polarizing Republican candidate, both praised and criticized for his remarks about Mexican immigrants.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Fox News, we report. You decide.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
A baby is God's opinion that the world should go on, wrote poet Carl Sandburg, who died this day, July 22, 1967. Sandburg received the Pulitzer Prize and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His two-volume History of Abraham Lincoln received such acclaim that he was asked to address a joint session of Congress on the 150th anniversary of Lincoln's birthday. Carl Sandburg wrote, I see America not in the setting sun of a black night of despair. I see America in the crimson light of a rising sun, fresh from the burning creative hand of God.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and on behalf of Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl, and we've been talking about the presidential campaign and particularly Donald Trump and how some of the other candidates are reacting or responding to him, whatever word you want to use. I often say that responding is the positive term and reaction is the negative term, but whatever word you want to use, you may. But, you know, Donald Trump, no matter what the media and no matter what other presidential candidates are saying about him, seemingly still remains high up in the polls. And, you know, I think that ought to be a lesson to some of these other candidates who are trying to attack him. It reminds me, Sam, of the idea that there you've got Donald Trump as the shark in the water and a bunch of little sunfish trying to chew him up. You know, they can't do it. And with one big swallow, he could take care of all of them. And it just goes on and on and on every day. And like we said before we went into the break, a lot of what Donald Trump says, he is saying because of what some of these other candidates have said against him. I think they all would do well just to zip the lips a little bit and focus on their agenda and on their mission and on their vision for this nation rather than throwing rocks at Donald Trump. But I think you've got some statistics there on where Donald Trump really is in the in at least one of the polls right now, correct?
Well, I do. I mean, at the moment, he is leading in the overall group. That includes Bush, and that includes all of them. In addition to that, it appears at this time that the comments made in Iowa that many really thought would be the downfall, and it still may come back, frankly, folks, it still may come back and bite harder, but at this juncture, it has not. And so, Gary, what you have is you now have pollsters like Rasmussen and others, and they're not the biggest one, but they're out there with a lot. They've now shifted, and even today, so they just came out. They're polling right now, not so much all the candidates, they're polling McCain versus Trump, you know, which frankly then moves it away from the rest of the candidates, which is what I said before the break. These guys, the other candidates, are finding it very difficult because, remember, at the end of the day, all the top 10 of the candidates are the only ones that are going to go into the debates. So you've got 16 candidates. Six of them are not going to make it through the first cut. Really, and if they don't get on that debate roster, they're really not going to get the public platform sufficiently to go forward. What their angst is that he may be at the top. And I'm telling you, Gary, that by his move right now, which we heard just on Fox News here in this break, by him going down to the border, makes the immigration issue now even higher and greater, even greater percentage of people support him on that issue and for speaking up about it. So he's going to go down there. He's going to get more attention by the fact he's there. He's going to talk to these guys on the ground who he says are there because they want to honor him for speaking out for them, which is, frankly, pretty a significant thing. So what he is doing is by responding to issues that have not been fixed, talked about by those running in previous positions for president and others, talked about but nothing done, he's stepping in and saying, time it is to fix. And this is resonating with the people of America, which is partly why the media at this point is finding it very difficult to stay away from him.
Well, yeah. And like you said, you know, what he is saying really is hitting a spot in the heart of most of our citizenry in the United States of America. And I don't know. I'm sure there will be other candidates who will be going down to the border. But from what we understand, you know, there are those on the border patrol and other officials down there that really want to even compliment Donald Trump for some of the stands, some of the things that he's saying. So, you know, right there, that's going to put him head and shoulders above these other candidates, even as you said, Sam. You know, though, ladies and gentlemen, we talk a lot about the polls and we talk about individual votes and so forth, and it's important for everybody to vote. Christians, vote. If you're not registered to vote, go out and register and get ready to vote on these elections. Don't wait till the 2016 election. You'll be having local elections even in the fall. Register and vote. But, you know, in reality, though we so often look at the human side of it, God plays a big part in bringing leaders into power. And David Kistler, I'm just wondering if you might be able to address that. You know, we encourage people to vote. We ask people to register and vote for those who are biblically qualified. But how does that balance together with the way God works in bringing leaders into power?
Well, you know, Gary, that's a great question, and the answer to it is going to probably take more than I can take right now. But the bottom line is this. We're laborers together with God, the scripture says, and so where God's sovereign plan intersects with man's responsibility, I can't answer all of that, except I know God's going to do his part, man has to do his part. We have to do what's right, and yet understand that at the end of the day, God sets up kings, he takes down kings, he puts one up, puts another down. And how man's involvement intersects with all of that has been the topic of great debate and will continue to be. But all I can do on my end as a finite human being is do what's right, vote for the candidates that I believe most closely reflect that which pleases God, and then let the rest come as it may. I want to say this, gentlemen, about Donald Trump. Very, very interesting. If you remember, everything that's going on right now and the directness with which Donald Trump speaks and his refusal to apologize to John McCain comes against the backdrop of a president we have in the White House who began his first term by an apology tour across the world, where he apologized for American exceptionalism. He apologized for what America is and what America has done. We have not been a perfect country, but we're certainly the best piece of real estate on God's green earth. And so I think the attraction to Donald Trump is the fact that he is the polar opposite of what we have in the White House right now. Even the clip we heard on the news where he talks about going down to the border, and he made a comment about how great the people are that protect our border. That's leadership. That's leadership. That is a leader expressing gratitude for those who make a country great. Donald Trump is used to expressing gratitude to those that have made his businesses great. That's leadership. Our president does none of that. He expresses no gratitude, no thanksgiving for people that do a job well. All he does is criticize those that won't follow his leadership, which is really lack of leadership. So all of this is part of what is the dynamic that is making Donald Trump such an attractive candidate at this present moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, some of you have heard us talking about what we've heard on the news at the bottom of the hour, and I realize that some of you listen to radio stations where Fox News is not played, but it was Fox News who announced that tomorrow Donald Trump will be going to Laredo, Texas, I believe it is. He'll be down there. You'll be seeing more about this in the news, and no doubt in the next coming days we will be talking about it as well. But on this idea of God's role in bringing leaders to power, Sam, you know, in Romans chapter 13 and verse 1, it says, "For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Can you comment on that for a moment, please?
Well, I can, Gary, and it will pick up on what Dave was talking about. The sovereign act of God in understanding how nations are set up is very, very critical for us, I think, to keep us from getting to the point of uncontrollable angst, as an example, on one part, or on another part, feeling that if we do our best and it doesn't work out, that we, for some reason, have failed. That's not true. Sometimes we may do our very best and do it all right, but it doesn't work out that way. You know, even when we pray, Gary, when the Lord Jesus himself prayed, he said, "If it be thy will," to the Father. There is a much larger picture to what we see here that we've got to take into account. God raises up nations, and he puts them down. He raises up leaders, and he puts them down, because all of that exists under the greater concept of authority and power, which that means Romans 1. And God the Father sits on top of it, but underneath of that, all of these authorities, the home and the church and civil government, ultimately respond and are accountable to Jesus Christ, who is the authority. That is a biblical worldview understanding. That is what we must understand here. And if we do, then we, as we've had on before, others talking about prophecy in regard to issues happening around the world, we have to filter these things through a biblical view, which then allows us to kind of to have a perspective that's right. So I answer it quickly in that regard, Gary. God's role is not diminished. It is active. Our role, though, must be biblically based, it must be accurate, must be right, what Dave was saying, and then within that context, God's will be done. But we can't get ahead of God's will. We can't direct and tell God what to do. His plan is moving along.
You know, that's a good answer. I remember a number of years ago, a fella said that he put a lot of money and a lot of time into a candidate who was a Christian, but that candidate lost. And this voter said he will never put any more money into a Christian candidate. And certainly that's not the attitude to take as we look at these things from the biblical perspective. So I'm glad you shared that. Well, we're going to take a break, but we'll be back right after these messages. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. More Stand in the Gap is right ahead.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church. In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500 or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through JS Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. This week, the Pennsylvania Family Institute team is hanging out with nearly 50 high school teens from across the state. No, we're not slacking off. Far from it. We're leading our 16th annual City on the Hill Youth Leadership and Worldview Conference. We're staying on the campus of Lancaster Bible College for the week with a couple of days up at the state capitol, including the whole day Friday with the students debating actual legislation on the Senate floor. It's truly a life-changing experience for the teens and a great opportunity for us and our supporters to invest in the future of the next generation. If you think of it, please keep City on the Hill and all the students that are there for the week in your prayers.
The Pennsylvania Family Institute. Protect the family. Preserve the future. We depend on your tax-deductible contributions to fund our pro-family work. Please consider a generous contribution today. You can donate online at pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Even in evil cultures led by arrogant and haughty rulers, take heart, because God gets the last laugh. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Though nations seek to establish governments without God, truth, and moral restraint, though evil rulers conspire against God and persecute his people because they remind them of their sin, we should not fret. The King of Kings sits in the heavens and laughs at their futile actions. He scoffs at their puny efforts to challenge his authority. And one day, he'll terrify them in his wrath. He'll rebuke them in righteous anger and in deep displeasure will say to them, I've given you my son, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Kiss him now and serve him with fear and humble submission, or you will perish, for I've authorized him to break you in pieces with a rod of iron. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network, agreeing with God, the choice in life is clear. Reject Jesus Christ and perish, or trust him and be blessed.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The Resource Library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
You know, men, one of the things that has concerned me for quite some time now is the length of these presidential campaigns. You know, even as we are getting closer and closer to November of 2016, by the time 2016 rolls about, why, we will have two World Series games. We will have, you know, a lot that will transpire between now and then, and these presidential candidates will still be trotting along. Of course, we know that some of them will drop out. And so on one hand, you know, it concerns me that that it goes so long. But on the other hand, it does enable us to get to know who these candidates are and to understand from whence they speak. And it gives us the opportunity to evaluate them. And Dave, I want to ask you, as we continue on toward the end of our program today, you know, what is our role as Christian citizens in evaluating the candidates? You know, what should we really look for in the qualifications and in the lifestyle and in the character that they maintain? I'm wondering if you could comment on that for a little bit as we draw toward the end of the program.
Well, Gary, I'd be glad to. You know, there are several passages of Scripture, in fact, a variety of them. I want to mention only two, and that's Deuteronomy 17, which gives a more thorough list of qualifications that God was looking for in leadership. And then 2 Samuel 23, which gives a more overarching and general statement. I'll start with 2 Samuel 23. The Scripture says there that those that will rule over men must be just, and they must rule in the fear of God. And if I could say this, any candidate that a Christian is looking toward casting his ballot for needs to be someone who understands justice, not from the contemporary definition of the term, but from God's standpoint. They've got to be committed to doing what's just and right from a biblical perspective, and they've got to at least have a healthy fear of God. Many of our founding fathers were not necessarily born-again believers in Jesus Christ, but they did have this component as a part of their makeup and their DNA, and that was this: they had a healthy fear of God. So someone that has no regard whatsoever for the God of heaven, he does not fear God, he does not reverence God, then that person ought to be immediately disqualified. Then when you go to Deuteronomy 17, there are other more specific things mentioned that I'll not go into specifically right now, but the Bible has much to say about the qualifications biblically, personally, character-wise, for those that that are qualified from God's perspective to serve. So while we do not endorse and will not endorse candidates here at APN, we will point out from time to time people that are exerting leadership and exhibiting those qualities that we believe would make them at least worthy of your consideration as you cast your ballot.
So really, when you look at who would be qualified to run for the presidency of the United States, you want to look at biblical qualifications. And Dave, you said Deuteronomy 17 and 2 Samuel 23. And depending upon how you count them, there may be as many as 10 in Deuteronomy chapter 17. So we look at their biblical qualifications, their personal qualifications, their knowledge of the Constitution, their performance skills. Sam, it seems like almost every election this question comes up. Does character count?
Yeah, well, Gary, we haven't seen much character.
That's true. Well, we've seen character, not good character.
But we
they are characters. They don't exist character.
You're right. You're right. You know, Gary, integrity and character go together. A person who holds to a moral compass is a part of what determines a person of character. And when we look at whether another person has character, we say, all right, what moral compass do you use? Because everybody has some moral compass. The majority of those in office today, those who are not performing well, hold to what we call a postmodern worldview, moral relativism. They don't hold to anything that's in a fixed position. And the result of it is They can't either defend it. They can't negotiate to keep it because they don't know that it's of its value. But it starts there. So it must be a moral compass, that's based on a recognition that God sets the rules, lays out the roadmap, and establishes a fixed guideline, and the Bible being the source of that. So does a person have to believe necessarily that, like Dave said, that he has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, we know that if they do, they are even a better candidate. There are many folks that are in times past that God have used to accomplish his will that were not believers. But God used folks who were believers, who were yielded to God, even more fantastically than the others, like King David, who was, for instance, a man after God's own heart. And so God does look at the heart, but he also looks as whether or not that candidate does what God expects from a person in office. So character and integrity go hand in hand. Of course, William Penn in this state here made it very, very clear. A good man can wreck a good government, a good form of government. A bad man can wreck a good form of government, or a good man with a moral compass based on God's word can actually, in a very inferior form of government, do well. So it does come down to the character and integrity of the individual, Gary.
Dave, just as we are getting ready to end the program here today, I want to give you a question that might give our people something to think about. At the negotiating table with Vladimir Putin, would you rather have Donald Trump or Martin O'Malley, who has apologized because of the fact that he said that all life counts?
You know, Gary, again, this is not an endorsement at all of Donald Trump. However, there's a lot of negotiating tables I would love to have Donald Trump representing me at, and that would definitely be one of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's very interesting out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, just a couple of things as we draw the program to a conclusion here. We've talked about character counting. And, you know, we've talked today about Planned Parenthood. We've talked about those who are running for the presidency of the United States of America. One of the things that we really do need to see improve in the United States of America is good, solid, biblical character that even understands what the Constitution of the United States is all about, that it is the law of the land. And because of the fact that there is bad character out there, the Word of God is being thrown out of the public square. The Constitution is being thrown out of the public square. And I want to give a challenge to all pastors under the sound of our voices here this afternoon to make sure you preach the Word of God in its entirety. Preach the whole counsel of God, because it's the proclamation of the whole counsel of God that is going to bring people to the point where they need to be. It'll bring them to Christ. It'll bring them to godly character. And that's what we need in the United States of America today. And then the second thing I want to encourage you to take into consideration, you know, talking about the list of these corporations that give dirty money to Planned Parenthood and talking about some of the positions that some of these candidates take, make sure you do your own personal evaluation before you get involved with anything, before you endorse anything, before you stand for anybody or anything. Because you may yourself, by getting involved without evaluating, involve yourself with something that is dishonoring to God. And that's very, 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 very serious. Well, we want to thank you for being with us today. On behalf of Dave Kistler, Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl, saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up. For we know the best is yet to come. See you tomorrow at the Lord willing.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.americanpastorsnetwork.net. And help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.